The sheep hears his voice as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. It begins in a mother's womb as the sounds of her breathing resonates with her baby's movements. And then at birth, the music of an infant's first cries pronounces life. Moving on through infancy, a child hears the soothing lullabies, motioning a child towards sleep. For some, Brahms may be that famous lullaby. Lullaby and good night, and the skies are so bright. Some of you First Communion children may remember that as just being a few years ago. In my family, some of you may have heard Tor Lor Lor, the Irish lullaby. From soothing lullabies, there again came the bedtime stories, complete with pictures. The soothing sound of a parent's voice prepares the child for the darkness and silence of sleep. After lullabies and stories, then there are the songs that not only soothe, but stretch the mind. A child's ears, not only to hear, but to listen. Unlike just hearing and learning to listen, a child or an adult consciously chooses to focus, for listening requires concentration so that our brain processes meaning from words and sentences and captures a sense of the musical meanings of the rhythms as well as the words. This past week, I observed children learning to listen as they were soothed and stretched by opera. On Thursday evening, our eighth graders from Holy Trinity School experienced the opera Madame Butterfly. It was an amazing performance, especially with the woman Ermonola Jahu in the role of Madame Butterfly. It's performing now at the Kennedy Center. I recommend it. But the experience for the students, their first experience for many of them, of an opera was stretching as we needed to concentrate, not only to hear, but to listen. Not only to perceive with our ears the powerful sounds emanating from the operatic stage set, but to concentrate on the music and the melody behind the Italian words, the English translation of which were projected on the distant pinnacle of the screen stage. As I listened to the opera's various movements, I also watched the students. They were quite attentive. Well, for the most part, I did spy a couple of the boys listening to the Penguins Capitals games as they took them on. Towards the end of the opera, as Madame Butterfly's voice cried out in agony for her beloved child, the audience was transformed by the profound pain voiced by the opera's central moment of pathos, and tears spontaneously were shed from all the listeners' eyes. When we learn to listen, especially focused listening on great music, we are stretched, our minds, our hearts, and indeed our very souls. Learning to listen, and thus not just hear, is a lifelong task. How often have we been challenged by a friend or family members, "You are not listening"? Today, tonight, Good Shepherd Sunday, we are invited to listen, and not just to hear. To listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd. Sure, we may hear the voice of Jesus at religious services, but it can get lost in our very noisy world and busy lives in which we live. Certainly, we can get lost in distractions as cacophonous sounds from all directions come at us. And so often it is difficult to find the silence, to listen to God's voice. Sadly, our time, there are many voices in the world that we may hear, but do we really listen? I'm reminded of the classic 1960 song by Simon and Garfunkel, some of you may recall the profound, provocative lyrics. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share, no one dare disturb the sound of silence. It does seem that in our polarized culture, we seem to be so often failing to listen. And at times our silences need to be disturbed. Tonight, at this sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, for the first time for 8 children, we have a special opportunity to listen. Listen to the children who, for the first time in their lives, when I have the privilege of pronouncing the body of Christ, they will say, Amen. And their parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and siblings will silently say, Amen, to at the same time. Listen to them, for their lives are being transformed. A transformation echoed in the gospel words. The good shepherd walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow them because they recognize his voice. Boys and girls, you will begin to learn to recognize Jesus' voice in tonight's Eucharist, but in other ways of your lives. You will now be able to hear and listen to the voice in a new way, a voice that will both soothe you, but also stretch you, as it always does in our formation. Our challenge, of course, is to learn how to recognize the voice of Jesus and listen to this voice and not just hear it. Often we may sense hearing the voice of Jesus. We hear it in religious readings and hymns at church. But the real challenge is to stretch our ears and listen to the consolations and love of God in our daily experiences. Listening to the voice of Christ, the shepherd, in all of our lives and activities, guiding us, encouraging us, even at times saving us and healing us. Pay attention to this voice in our deliberations and discussions in our lives. In the sounds of nature, we are invited to listen. In the instruments of human caring, we are invited to listen. In the words of love, in the gestures of generosity, listen to the shepherd leading us, guiding us. Yesterday morning, I watched some of those same 8th graders who went to the opera, and they did something remarkable. They taught the younger students of our school to listen, not to opera, but before an assembly of our lower grade school students, aging from 5 to 10, some of them are here, the older girls, called the Trinitones, 12 of them, gave up a performance of a cappella arrangements. In so doing, they were teaching the younger cohort how to listen. How beautiful it was to experience older children teaching younger children about music. It's like the never-ending musical way we learn to listen to our God. Some of those younger children are here, and they will shortly receive their first Holy Communion. And when they do so, their capacity to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd will be realized in a new way and transformed. For beginning this evening, for the rest of your lives, boys and girls, you will be able to listen to Jesus to speaking to your souls. Yes, in a special and sacred way, listen to Jesus saying, I love you. Listen to Jesus saying, I thank you. Listen to Jesus, I am willing to listen to your way, your challenges, and to your parents and your grandparents. This is the never-ending story of our faith, the musical, the opera that goes on and on. Tonight, my brothers and sisters, we are privileged, through these children, to have a deeper appreciation of who this Good Shepherd is, not just in their lives, not just in our lives, but in the life of our world. Listen to the voice who speaks to us in the sounds and the silences of our lives, soothing us, stretching our souls as we move forward into the eternal embrace of the Good Shepherd.